Senate Bill 5, an act to require certain reforms of health benefit plans issued before July 1st, 1996.
Senate Bill 5, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senate Bill 5.
Madam President.
Senator Drake.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the body. This summer, we had a study looking into health care insurance and the rising costs of health care insurance. And back in 1994 and 95, we passed a lot of reforms that affected health care. Several of these were significant changes. We had a guaranteed issue. We allowed for portability. We allowed rate banding to occur in these insurance policies. But all of those were for July 1st of 1996 and newer. Now, they were great for all the new policies, but what they tended to do is they created a death spiral for all of those caught with the older policies. The healthy people that were in the older policies left those policies to go into the new policies so that they could enjoy the benefits of the portability, guaranteed issue, and rate bands, but it left a sicker population in those blocks. Now, those remaining people that were in those blocks, it drove those prices for their insurance up higher and higher. In fact, it accelerated the rate that those prices would have gone up. So we ended up with kind of a spiral effect. So some of these people ended up spending $1,500 to $2,000 a month for insurance. So we addressed this and we wrote a bill that was probably a little bit tougher than what we needed to do. The companies realized the problem that's out there and they have come to me and the departments, and we worked out an amendment up in committee in which this bill now has been fully amended so that the first year these policies below 1996 will be at 300% of the base. The second year they'll be at 250% of the base, and then the third year they'll be at 200% of the base. And that base would be in the rate banding structure. That would be the lowest rate. You have so many above, and you have like 30% below and 30% above. And so it would be that the base rate would be the 30% below rate. So they will be paying 200% of that rate, which is pretty similar to what they're paying now, in that there's about 185% spread in insurance with the banding and with the policy. So I'd urge your support. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President. Senator Kochek.
Question of the sponsor.
State your question.
Senator Drake, how many South Dakotans will be affected? And you said something about the base charge. It says 300% charge on the base. Well, I'll let you answer that one first.
Okay.
Senator Drake, do you choose to respond?
Okay, thank you, Madam President. Thank you for the question, Senator Kochek. When we're talking about the number of people that will be affected, it's difficult to get a number on these because these are actually insured people. So they'd be part of that 65% that's in there. I don't have an exact number
on that.
So
you don't know. Okay, my second question, you said something about 185%. It's the 300% figure that we're talking about. What's the, do you have an average figure or what percent above that base policy is being charged now?
Senator Drake.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you for the question again. The figure right now would be about 185% above the base, as I understand.
So then we're, Madam President.
Senator Kochek.
So then you're saying that they can charge up to 300% now?
Senator
First
Drake.
First year's passes?
Senator Drake.
Thank you, Madam President. If you look at what they're charging now, there is no limit on what they can charge.
Right.
They're in a block currently.
Right.
What this does is it locks them into the 300% the first year, 250 the second year, and 200% the third year. So it gives them some time element to get in compliance with the law.
Senator Kochek, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 5. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Benson?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Broz?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Dunjim? Dunn Rebecca, Duxbury, Everest, Flowers.
Aye.
Frederick.
Aye.
Hange.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Ham.
Aye.
Hutmacher.
Aye.
Cleven.
Aye.
Klocek.
Aye.
Lang.
Aye.
Lawler.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paisley.
Aye.
Reedy.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
Schoner. Staggers.
No.
Simmons.
No.
Belandra.
No.
Vitter.
No.
Whiting.
No.
Senator Everest.
No.
Senator Simmons.
No.
Madam President, ayes 32, nays 3.
Senate Bill 5 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Are there questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.